the kids like, hey kids, we got to teach you about the rainbow. And you're like, oh, here we fucking go. They're going to flip it, aren't they? Rainbow with a capital T. And then he busts his arms. And I'm like, bro, you don't need to chill the fuck.
I didn't expect that.
That's what they're on though, me and T.
Isn't it?
That's what I'm trying to get the parents out.
That's crazy. I've never heard.
Yo,
what's going on?
Yo. Yes, man.
You check the levels up.
Yeah. I was doing it while we were trying.
Oh, yeah? I'll sort it out. Wait, hold on.
Well, I can. You just love to put the mic so close to your face.
Sorry.
That's all it is. There you go. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
One board.
We are live. This feels weird. We've third week in a row.
Consistency.
Feels good, though, man. It feels good. We're getting some kind of routine in.
Again, yeah. Yes,
indeed.
Life be coming.
We've got the two lovely ladies behind the camera again today.
That's as much as an ad lib you lot are getting, because these women ain't trying to be in.
What, would you be on the pod fee? If I was to put a mic back there, would you use it? There you go. So, and the thing is, there's switches on them, so you can turn it on and off if you don't want anything be heard in the background, isn't it?
Talk.
In the future, that's a future thing. Something to think about in the future. But anyway, people, we're back. Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. I'm Fabian.
I'm Darky.
And this is the podcast that tries to break down the illusions and the systems of the world around us. Now I'm messing around. It's a bit deep.
I'm thinking, right, is that
straight facts? He didn't say one word wrong.
That's a new thing about trialing. I'm trialing. I'm thinking.
I thought more time, that's just who we are and it just naturally happens.
Yeah, but this is the podcast that we'd be able to share it with these people, isn't it?
I think it's an accident.
It kind of is, isn't it? But I named it Uncommon Sense, so.
Yeah, it fits.
The
shoe fits.
Because I mean, we can kind of talk about anything,
innit?
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah. All out formation coming in for
brainwashed. My mind. Yeah, but it kind of is though. Today, like, the more I'm growing up, I'm getting older, I'm privy to the world that wasn't created for us to thrive in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of obvious now, isn't it? It's like you walk around and you just think, oh yeah, okay, well, that's not meant for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not meant for me. And I've looked at what was it? Me and Daniel Posse were chatting about kind of how the mortgages and banks and homes kind of work. And he was just, he's a conspiracy man. You know, remember, our brother Daniel's a conspiracy man. And he was just reading into, apparently, this is allegedly, I don't really know, I wasn't doing too much research into this one. So this is not off my back. But BlackRock and Barclays are buying up a lot of housing properties in England, housing in general.
Okay, yeah.
Just to kind of take property off landlords' hands now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to have problems in the future, in the next 5 to 10 years, is renting that, we're going to be calling up your landlord and having a kind of a human conversation with the landlord and saying, yo, I'm a bit lit back on my money and did rare tech there. It's going to be, you're going to have to call up some big conglomerate bank in New York headquarters out there. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Or they will outsource it to India and you're talking to a man out there for your problem.
Or with AI coming, you'll be chatting to a robot.
Yeah.
You'll be chatting to
a system. We didn't get there, but you know that's going to happen. Yeah, but that's
that. Loops. Huh? I'll explain it.
Yeah. It's going to be dreading it.
You have 5 days to exit your property. But I can't pay. I'm going to pay tomorrow. You have five days
to exit your property.
That's mad.
That's what we were chatting about,
innit? I was just like, raw, Posso? Nah, man. I don't. That's a world that I really would just hate to even. But it's coming.
It is.
I hate to think about living, but it's coming.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been probing us and getting us ready for it. They did say, you will own nothing and be happy.
Very true. I feel like that goes two ways though.
Go on.
You either get privy to the system and put everything into a trust, or you're going to lose it.
Okay, yeah.
And if you put everything into a trust, it's not in your name, you don't own anything, but you'll be happy.
Yeah.
And the other way, you don't do that, and they take everything, you own nothing,
and you'll be happy
that you get food.
Yeah.
It's true, like, because when you deep it, and even if you pay a mortgage, the mortgage can get completely paid off. You don't really own the land of the house is on, I'm pretty sure. Even if you wanted to do more renovations on your house, you would still
have to get permission and get planning permission.
So that really shows you that you don't really own the land that the house is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not the case back home in St. Lucia. So yeah, that's what we'll be going if this really hits the fan. That's what we'll be going.
Yeah, it's different, isn't it? A different kind of lifestyle. Laws of the land a bit different and all the rest of it.
Yeah, it's ownership. Yeah. Yours. That's how it really should be though.
But at more time, we buy land and then build properties on the land.
You can do that here.
Over here, we buy properties that are on land, so we actually don't buy the land. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we assume, because I bought the property and the property's on this part of the land, that that's my land.
I don't even think they assume. That's not a part of the thinking process of this world, of this European kind of Western world.
Go on.
I just don't think it is. Like, when you see, when you talk to the average person in England, probably, and that when they get a mortgage, I don't think they actually believe that they're buying land.
They must do, just indirectly. They must be like, oh, I'm buying
I got to do a little case study because I knew a few people that have mortgage. I want to ask them. Right. So it is simple as.
Yeah.
Ask your family members. Yeah, ask someone next to you. When you view a mortgage, do you actually genuinely believe in this country that you own the land? That's a bit, yeah. I've not thought of it like that, but definitely in other third world countries, I just feel like, it's always land-based.
You buy land. You build on your land. Over here, it's the opposite way around. We buy mortgages, or we buy properties, or we buy buildings, and then we just like, oh, well, we own the property, so we must own the land underneath it.
That must be a small people's problem. Little people as like us, who don't have the big millions. I reckon the millionaires probably buy land.
They're buying the land, isn't it? They're buying the land. Well, there is a big thing over here in the UK where we say buying land in the UK is very expensive.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Ridiculous. And if it's cheap, you can buy the land, but you can't build your house on it.
Mm. It's probably protected. There's green belt or some kind of ancient woodland.
But them bits ain't even cheap. Those bits ain't cheap. But the bits that are cheap.
You know, cheap, one's though. There, and then like, you've come onto it and said, yeah, this is my family land. This is mine by law for inheritance and that.
Great. You can't do
ancient
that on
woodland.
It.
You can't build nothing on it.
Yeah,
that's
what's
the kind
this
of
for?
Stuff
yeah.
I believe that they'll be doing over here regardless.
Oh, we see that already. That's already been happening.
That sounds about right to fit tick boxes for these guys.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's the UK government is very corrupt, isn't it?
But all governments are corrupt. Well, not all. Western governments are corrupt. I'm going to stick with it.
Actually, go on.
I feel like some countries are not to a degree. I feel like some Scandinavian countries, even though they tax high, you see it in the system. Like, I know in Finland, they tax you quite high. But then your childcare is crazy good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. They give you the support, everything.
So
that
you're
you
seeing where your money's going.
Yeah.
That's it.
Even 100%. The school system's a lot better. The schooling system's a lot better.
England's corrupt.
And also, one of the things, I think it is Finland, or one, it's some of those Scandinavian countries, but they have like a, even like their, you know, like with when you're, what's it, paternity leave?
I know this very well now.
Oh, is it?
Very well now.
Go on, explain it to me then.
So England has the worst.
Two weeks for men.
I think it's only full pay down to the discretion of the company as well.
That's crazy.
I think it's 90% law or something right around, but it's to the discretion of the company, it's up to 100%. That's the worst in Europe by far. The average in Europe is 4.5 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like 70% pay on that. And some most countries and companies in those countries don't even abide by the 70. Just give you the full pay because they understand the family household creates better wealth inside the country.
Right.
It brews economical wealth for your country to have a better family upbringing at the home. So when the baby's first born, to have two parents around the child for the first X amount of time when they're first born is beneficial to the actual whole country.
Because
you're not going to get unfortunate mums that are stressed out of their mind
looking after that picnic.
Looking after a brand new picnic. Say if they've got multiple kids and they've got this, it's crazy work. It's common sense.
Yeah.
Common sense.
Over here there's a war in the household, isn't it? On the family. Take the man out of the house as soon as possible. The woman out, so keep the woman separated. That way, we can have the child inside nursery as soon as or daycare as soon as possible and early as possible. Got you as soon as possible, early as possible. We can indoctrinate as soon as possible, and early as possible. It means you're more than likely going to be a person of which we would like to and able to manipulate.
Consumer.
Yeah, that's
so true, man. Building as soon as they get the kids, like, hey kids, we got to teach you about the rainbow. Mm. And you're like, oh, here we fucking go. They're gonna flip it, aren't they?
Rainbow with a capital T.
And then he busts his arms. And I'm like, bro, you don't need to chill the fuck.
I didn't expect that.
That's what they're on, though. Me, that's it.
Isn't it?
That's what I'm trying to get the parents out.
That's crazy. I've never heard that.
That's going to go over a lot of people's heads.
Right.
Exactly. Everyone's going to, what does he mean? Rainbow over capital, with a capital T. Because even for a second, I went, what? Oh, right. Shit.
It's crazy out here. You need to stop that shit.
You know what I think the problem is, though?
That's
yeah.
That's killing me. Boy, that's funny still. That was I'm using that. That's mine. Yeah. Mine.
Can we carry on now?
Go on.
Now, obviously, another problem is the fact that a lot of parents aren't teaching at home anymore.
They can't. Mm. Because they ain't got the energy, they ain't got the time, they haven't got the capabilities.
I didn't say.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
they're not teaching at home because
there's reason behind there's it.
There's reasons to it. There's reasons to it. You're shattered, or you're just not at home because you're doing two jobs, working the night shift just to make sure that ends meet and all those things there.
Like once upon a time, we could have one person working.
It was built that way. Yeah, the system was made that way for one person.
So one person to work.
And for one person working household.
Yeah. And it's just not the case anymore, which is unfortunate because it means that we have to struggle and work twice, three times, four times as hard to make the same amount of money or allow our money to at least stretch as far as theirs went to. So although we may make technically the same amount of money, let's say 20,000, 40,000, 30,000, or however much, it's not stretching as far. It's not doing as much. It doesn't pay for nearly as much. So we have, unfortunately, we've got this struggle.
Actually, the conversation, just talking about Simba, Sam's 2 for 2, bro. Remember this?
Oh, bro.
That's why I had a conversation the other day with someone. But
two for two. Sam's when it first hit the block.
Remember that?
Sam's. Oh, yeah. Oh, back in the day.
Yeah.
That's like a distant.
Two burgers,
distant,
two chips.
That's like a fantasy now. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantasy. Good, that didn't exist.
What was the earliest price that you remember for that?
What year you mean?
Yeah, no, it was the price. The
two for two, innit? £2. £2. It was £2 an extra 30p for chips.
For chips. Mm. For two portions of chips.
Yeah, and two strip burgers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I remember that from 2010. Yeah, 2010, 2009, when I started getting privy to that because I was kind of going around doing
your own little
thing. Doing my thing, innit? But yeah, bro.
£2.
It's like £9 now.
I ain't been mad. Bomber club.
It's like
bro.
£9.
Last couple times I went to Sam's, yeah, no slander on the name, but last couple times I went to Sam's, my belly was twisting. I'm turning and twisting.
When they changed their recipe, because remember they used to have these original hot wings.
Yes.
And then I went in and they said, oh yeah, the recipe's changed or something like that. Well, there was a sign up, new recipe, and I tried it then. After that, my belly was turned up. I was like, from then,
cheaper produce, probably, innit? They had to cut price. What do they call it? Save money on ingredients and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
pigeon wings.
Boy. Yeah.
Pigeon tastes good if it's prepared well.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even lie.
Imagine your belly if you're not used to it.
Yeah. Trust me, your might be loose.
Have a pigeon. You're being like, fuck. You're like, what's up again?
It's dread still. It's not for the week still. It's not for the week. For those who are eating Sam's to this day, you got iron stomachs. I can't even lie. Got some iron stuff, right. McDonald's, all of those things. If you're yamming McDonald's, KFC, Popeyes, all of them things there.
Popeyes feels like it's a stone in my stomach
See, you got iron stomach if you yam through that.
Heavy, boy.
Yeah.
And then it's gone after like half an hour. You're hungry again.
Yeah.
That's the amazing thing.
Because it's not real food.
Yeah, bro. So
no nutrition.
Hey, you just drugged my memory.
Go on.
Scientists in America are working on foods now that can bypass the effects of Ozempic.
Oh yes, the fat loss drug, isn't
it? Yeah, the fat loss drug. Yeah. I wrote it down actually.
That'll bypass that, so you're going to be fat and taking fat loss drugs at the same time
and having the same side effects.
So how mad that is.
Yeah.
I was there thinking, like, what do you mean? How could that be the case? Like, what does that even mean? How does that apply?
So what Ozempic does basically just deactivates your feeling of hunger, appetite suppressant.
Okay.
Not want to eat food.
Right.
But these foods are going to have certain molecular makeups to still want you to crave them.
Okay.
So it's not going to turn that off with the Ozempic. So
And they're not
really pushing it in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So the certain things that my algorithm for Instagram is going to show me these things. I follow certain people that are going to just bring this up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just like shows you all the little shit that they're hiding where they're not going to say it. And he's just like, oh, it could do this, but we're not really aiming to do that with the food. We're just trying to enhance the flavors and make it more explosive and blah, blah, blah on the taste and all that. But then if you just read the small print, it just tells you all the extra added stuff in it. And if you know what the added stuff does to the body, then it's kind of straightforward.
So that
person's breaking it down for me on the Instagram reel. I'm not like privy to understand all these big, long-ass chemically equations and words that they put on the back of food. ingredients now, but when he was serving me and just like making it, dumbing it down, these people
are crooks. Yeah, what they do, isn't it?
People are crooks.
They get literal scientists to really reverse engineer the human body and like what it needs chemically, taste wise, and all the rest of it. So then they can then put that in the foods, then hijack our systems to then make us need and crave and want those foods. And without it, we operate very, very abnormally. Which is dangerous. That's why there's so many sugar addictions, food addictions in general, so many food addictions, and just what's the word I'm looking for, what's that word,
cravings,
no, like disorders, so many food disorders, because there's just so many chemicals and so much issues going on within the foods that then create these disorders within our bodies, because there's a disharmony created from the foods.
Yeah,
it's wild.
It's still. The sector that's like the it's the little part just before Big Pharma comes in. So you get born, you get put into the system, then you get fed the system, and then you get treated by the system.
Literally. I think Big Pharma started from the jump though, isn't it? They've been a part of it from the jump. From when you were born into the system, it's like Big Pharma's been there. You just wasn't aware that they was there.
They just inject you.
Yeah.
Inject you or smear.
Yeah. Suck them across your eyes the moment you're born. It's wild. You've been seeing some of the stuff we send you.
You gotta check the doctor's gloves, man, when he's catching you first thing.
Yeah.
Straight skin absorption.
That's
why you're crying, nigga.
Bro, you see me now as a dad or something, like when you're going up in the what do they call it, theater room when your missus is giving birth, it's like has a perception test now up in there.
Genuinely. Yeah.
Bro.
Genuinely.
Man, I gotta keep an eye off that looks a bit shiny. Man got ointment on the glove.
I sat on your glove, bro.
Look at the bed. I hold on a sec. That bed's kind of arched in a different way. That's not supporting her back.
Yeah. Wait, everything. What's those materials? That's not cotton.
Polyester?
Nah, I can't do that.
Nah, I gotta go get a couple run dry runs before I go up in there, man. You gotta train me.
You know, you don't have to do it through their system though as well. You can, there's alternative births that you can have.
We know, because it's completely up to your choice, but a lot of people are so scaremongered into doing it.
Through there, yeah.
You can have them at home.
Yeah. Have a water baby, but have a midwife.
Have a C-section if anything gets complicated, so we advise you not to. You had your hand up.
Then the question is how many C-sections...
Oh, you just had your hand up like this? Oh, gone.
The question then is how many C-sections are actually necessary, and how many C-sections are they saying is necessary due to you being underneath some circumstances where they can make it necessary?
And they get paid for every single one that they do, innit?
Right.
It's about the procedures at the hospital.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They get paid for each procedure.
So it's like, how many of these people will get C-sections?
You're 5 seconds over the limit.
It's wild.
But now a lot of people are too posh to push. That's a thing. Too posh to push, so they get the little slit and just the baby just come out, and they think that's beneficial and helpful to the child. Yeah. And
when you said that, I thought you meant push as in push like push for back. What they want. Yeah, push back or whatever. You said to push up pickney.
Mm-hmm.
You're too push to push up pickney.
Too posh to push.
So you weren't too posh to get pregnant, but weren't too posh to get ragged out.
It's mad, isn't it?
And by whether that be accidentally on purpose, well, we'd hope it's on purpose, but let's say it wasn't. You're not too posh to allow yourself to get pregnant, but you're too posh to push out the pickney.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how crazy that is?
No, man, it's not crazy at all. That's this Western world that we live in with entitlement. That doesn't seem crazy to me at all now.
That doesn't sound crazy to
you? No, it doesn't. I know it's crazy.
Okay.
It doesn't sound crazy to me.
Calm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised by a lot of things that I hear anymore, because I just look at the amount of cosmetics in the industry, amount of Botox, fillers, extensions.
Very normal, isn't it?
It's normal. It's normal now. To just get a little slit on the bottom of the stomach after all this, and I know that I don't have to have pain and push. Women just take a little epidural and they want to do that quickly now. Like it's the actual thing. Like you need to take epidurals. Apparently in like Eastern countries, Asia, that's like the last resort.
Last resort, isn't it?
Last resort. But over here it's, give it to them. And that's a big ass needle.
Mm. Yeah, right to the spine.
Joe's mad how many actual drugs they pump through the woman's body while she's about to give birth.
What's up, Fee?
Go on.
So if you didn't hear what she just said, she believes. We're not too sure. We'll do our research on the outside. Don't hold
we're
us
not
up.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I believe you, but some people just love the backlash.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, people love the backlash.
Yeah, we know.
Apparently, epidurals can suffocate the child. Mm. I don't know how, but we can go. As I was saying, so people will be like, how? We don't know.
did you see how? Did it say how? Did it explain how?
Okay. All right, send me the video and I can break it up and I can even put it into little pieces.
For entertainment purposes only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, C-sections are too common.
Yeah, because different drugs do different things to the human body, right? Which is, I'm going off the back of what Fee was just basically saying there. So certain things, for instance, I've got Crohn's disease, we'll just use that as an example, right? With Crohn's disease, they wanted to give me certain drugs. Within those certain drugs, they was going to have certain side effects. Some of those side effects would be stuff like, something would be to stop constipation, but then what you then have as an issue would be acid reflux. But then when you've got Crohn's disease, acid reflux is a big issue. Mm. So it's like, oh, so here's now something to take away your acid reflux.
Yeah.
And then here's another issue, but then it also has the side effects of that. So it's like, that's why I was literally just saying before Fee jumped in, I'm glad she did there. It's basically saying like, it's mad how many drugs they give these women, because what side effects these having was actually then playing a part in why these women have to go through what they go through, it being such a traumatic experience during their, all those things there as well. And also that child is absorbing everything their mum absorbs in it. Mm. So those drugs aren't just pumping through that mother, that drugs are pumping through that child as well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what a lot of people don't really kind of even consider and think about. Like, those drugs are pumped through your child. So like, what drugs are you having pumped through your system that your newborn baby, or not even newborn, it's not even born yet, your unborn child is being also pumped with? And in that moment is kind of scary, which also, like V was saying, obviously why a lot of C-sections are being had now is due to that. Go on.
Do you think that postpartum is kind of assisted with withdrawals? Because if they're giving them loads of drugs,
ooh,
right, and these are very
strong
drugs,
you're not going to get them.
You know, you're not going to be able to get them again anywhere else. So I think that could play a significant part, cases.
That's a really good one.
I've not heard that.
Bro, I feel like it's increased quite a bit.
ChatGPT might be
like that. So I don't know if that's always the case. Maybe not. But I feel like that could possibly be something that contributes to it.
100%.
A little bit more down, you know, about certain things. And there's obviously that. So you ain't got that spike in dopamine, etc., and you know that contributes a bit more. Maybe a little tiny little thing in there.
Not even tiny, man. That could be a big thing, you know, especially if you've been in labor for a prolonged period of time, and then maybe just be pumping you with painkillers for a long period of time. Mm. If you're just gonna come straight off that and go home,
then you got a whole baby and something to look after.
Yeah, man.
Because that would have also messed around with your chemical balances that would have naturally been there to help you bond with the child through the birth, rather than actually hating the child through birth and actually creating. Yeah, because that them stuff numbs you, and chemically numbs you. So yeah,
we've got any completely different relationship.
That's interesting.
Yes, please let us know.
Yeah, just
if you've had more than one birth, if you notice a difference. You know, if you took drugs to help and drugs not to help, if there was a difference post or not.
So it's really interesting. We just want to know and be able to spread the word for the community in general, because the more that we know,
the more we can talk about
it. We can talk about it, and the more we can help each other, because Lord knows the system don't want to tell us what actually works and what doesn't. It helps us.
This
is not just, it's not race, because race is one race, human race. We're going to keep pushing that. It's not an ethics thing. This is a human beings thing, because this works for everybody. This is both. The difference is, unfortunately, like, we get pushed this kind of conspiracy way to look at life from the outside because of our ethnicity and where we come from, because we unfortunately are brought up to believe that the society is not created for us in this world that we're living in. But they're still doing the same things to every single person. It doesn't matter what ethnicity you are, you're still in the system. Mm. Every single thing that they're setting up to maybe that it looks like just oppressing us is oppressing everybody. Yeah. The only way you get out of this oppression is a money thing. It's like it's a class. It's up. You get above it. If you're not above it with this money, you're down here with all of us.
That's it. We all in the trenches.
We
all in the gulag.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's mad. Sorry, I was just still pondering that whole thing. What you said about
it is more. That's yeah. I've not ever thought of it like that to before. Yeah, that's just opened up a can of worms. It sounds too right. It makes sense. Mm.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of conversations as well with just a few women in general, just about like just their postmortem depression and whatnot. That's like, well, yeah, just really, really struggled. Some women struggled, some didn't. But now I'm going to ask them about that to see what one, if the ones who struggled, why they struggle, and well, not the ones who I did speak to who have been struggling or did struggle, sorry, a huge thing for them was like they wasn't ready for children. They wasn't in a position where they was actually ready for children. Like their mental wasn't mentally ready, their bodies wasn't ready, they wasn't like financially, they just wasn't ready like in life. And a lot of the depression came from like, I've got to look after you,
but I still got to look after myself.
But I can't even look after myself. So it's like this overbearing, overwhelming kind of feeling of like, I'm stuck. What do I do? Which is obviously where that for a few of them was coming. But I also wonder if like that level of hopelessness and that level of despair was also coming from chemically being tampered with. Yeah, it's quite interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Little number.
Scary, isn't it?
Scary.
Bro.
It's actually mad, bro.
Scary.
A lot of stuff that's been pushing on my algorithm recently is just how the vaccine is affecting people now as well.
Yeah. That's partially my fault. I've been sending you shit ton of the stuff.
Not necessarily just that too. For the album, obviously, I used to listen to a lot of Rogan as well, innit?
Rogan's obviously
been an anti-vax, but he was obviously like, think about taking things before you take it.
Yeah.
I did like him for that kind of aspect of how he thought. But now it's going through Congress, as you're seeing, isn't it? And a lot of people are just having to just tell the truth that we didn't know.
Yeah.
All it is, the answers, a lot of the answers is we didn't have enough evidence. We didn't have enough tests. We don't know what the effects are going to be down the line. And it's just like, we knew this, people with common sense kind of figured this. You can't just say we've been hit with a virus that we've never seen before and then 9 to 10 months later, we've got a virus, a vaccine that works for them. And then the main one that got most of the public was, you take the vaccine, you cannot, pass the virus on to other people. What vaccine actually ever does that? In the history of vaccines, has ever done that? And that makes you not able to pass a virus on after you've had it. It just makes you most likely to be able to battle with the virus if you catch it. That's what most vaccines were told to do to us.
Protection for yourself thing, not
a herd, not the actual population. Yeah. But yet they propaganded it into the media to say like, right, if you take the vaccine, you're not going to spread the virus to other people. So that really gave people herd mentality and to believe to be able to push it onto other people and then push their ideas onto others to say, right, you need to take this vaccine because you're not protecting me now because you could spread the virus.
Yeah.
And then that's how it got around so quickly. Isn't it?
Which also didn't make any sense either.
None
of it made sense.
Didn't make sense if you just actually...
Well, if you've got it, you don't have to worry about me then, do you? If you've got the vaccine and you're protected, you don't have to worry about an unvaccinated person because you're protected, no?
No, but the whole point was, right, you could happen to walk past a family member of mine that and they haven't got the vaccine quite yet. They may be on the way to... Because remember, you had to book it and go down.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, you had to book it.
You had to book it. I was never consideration. I never thought about it.
Message and then they'll say, come down to your...
Family. Oh, is it?
Yeah. So in that little time between you could have had your vaccine, not got your vaccine, you could have walked past my family member, coughed at them, sneezed them, and they've caught COVID now. I just remember a lot of the rubbish.
Well, I swear they're meant to be inside anyway, so I don't worry about that.
No, when we were outside, don't remember, they set up that COVID thing perfectly.
Yeah.
Keep everyone inside for a few months, get them all cooped up, and then eat out to help out. Spread the virus again. Everyone have to sit down again in the winter. That's what it was, isn't it?
Yeah.
So like in the most depressive months, you're sitting down inside.
Yeah.
All the cold months and all that. And as soon as it gets a little bit light outside, you're still sitting down inside. So you can look through the window to see the summer.
Look at
and
it.
And be like, oh man, I need to go out there. Cause you all really, and then just let them out like rabid dogs. Everyone went out and just eat out to help out. Spread it up again. And that kind of proved to you that it wasn't the vaccine I really did.
I always looked at...
I can't remember if the vaccine was out actually by that time.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was.
I always looked at history. So you had the Spanish flu, I think the Black Plague or something like that, smallpox, and there was always a massive die-off of people when they were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at that, I was like, well, that's stupid. Any other plagues, actual plagues that came out and they weren't vaccinated, there was a very small die-off of the population. Everyone kind of worked through it. But when they wasn't vaccinated, so I was like, okay, that's a load of rubbish. And then these lot all like, oh yeah, you got to take the vaccine, etc. There's an epidemic, and I looked outside, nobody was dying in the street.
Well, no one close to us.
Yeah, well, even if I'd walk around the neighborhood, even people that were out before it got a proper lockdown, etc., the warning, oh, there's an epidemic coming, blah, 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 or pandemic or something like pandemic. That, whichever one it was.
Plandemic.
I didn't see anybody dropping in the street dying. That's what I expect. Do you know what I'm saying?
In a pandemic.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah,
someone's going to walk past. Next person's going to be like, 5 minutes down the road.
I don't know, have you watched too much TV?
I'm expecting to see people just walk in and then just pass out and stuff like that.
I've never lived in one, so I don't really know what to expect.
I hear it, but with the way they made it out, that's what he's going off of, the way they made it out, and being as dangerous, just bare bodies on the floor
yeah, and spraying that big old mist and all that bollocks.
Fake videos.
I was like, this is what they're pushing. I was like,
I don't believe anything they show me about China now. Anything. I saw them brought out some BBC article about Burkina Faso, and the bloody headline was like, most dangerous terrorist country in Africa chooses not to have voting process anymore. I was like, bro, the way you've spanned that is horrendous. I'm like, I'm not even reading in the article. Even though the article was about, I already know what's happened because I know the ins and outs of Burkina Faso, but the way they're spinning it for the Western, you know, they just make you want to believe anything. Mm-hmm. So what they showed in China, I highly doubt that was going on in China. Mm. So anyway.
Yeah. But I feel like it was a blessing in disguise to a degree, because we got to see how many people can be manipulated. We definitely got to see how many people can be manipulated. And we also got to see how much bullshit they will actually push and what the lengths they're willing to go to get their agenda across. And I feel like from that, a load more people have woken up to the fact people are looking a bit more at their health in general, actually looking at it, turning a little bit more away from this pharmaceutical industry and going to a bit more, you know, holistic, they like to call it.
You're right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Even the people that did get vaccinated now, like, shit. And now they've turned to holistic. And I'm like, good, finally.
Yeah.
And they're actually helping themselves out, you know, because the body will always regenerate, which is why they try
to spike
proteins and stuff like that. But as long as you heavy metal detox people, zeolite's a very good one.
Yep, 100%.
You know, certain things will be able to help.
I was literally about to say that. I was literally about to say it. Them zeolites be doing wonders.
I'm not
going to
tell you a certain company because we ain't getting no sponsorship.
Yeah, no. But just do your research. Zeolites is out there. Help take detoxify the body. Takes help pull out heavy metals.
If you want to give us a sponsorship, yeah, man, zeolites. heavy metal.
Microplastic. Help to take out chemical imbalances. Also, activated charcoal is really, really good as well to help pull out those heavy metals, especially because we're breathing in a lot of this crap from the atmosphere. We're taking it in through our waters. We're taking stuff in. So, like, just doing them, like, once a week.
Taking it in through our clothes because polyester is the same.
Yeah. Unless you're wearing fully cotton. You know what I'm saying?
I actually don't even know. I think this one is part polyester because
it's
from China.
I hear it still.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, so those things really help do detoxify the body, which is necessary. But I do think, yeah, you're right. I do think there was that. They did push their agenda. We did see like how many people are easy to be manipulated, how far they're willing to go to push their agenda as well. But we did see an uprise of individuals who woke up to what was going on and the rest of it. Mm. Because they held all this free time. So it's like, oh, I'm at home doing nothing all the time. So it's like, but bills are being paid, food's in my belly, I can drink water. Like, all right, cool, things are a bit tough, but I've got all this free time, what do I do with it? And people ended up educating themselves or becoming, you found a lot of like home businesses, a lot of people driving into more creative bags, or what they want to be doing, a lot of cook-ups, a lot of artists started popping up, like whether that be like paintings or like musicians or so forth, like just different artists. You found a lot of people stepped into their more authentic and entrepreneurial self, but I think they're just more authentic self. I think everybody has like a more authentic self that is entrepreneurial. Like if you kind of understand who you are as a person, you can kind of reverse engineer your gifts as such. Mm. And with those natural gifts and so forth, you're an entrepreneur because and I think with all that free time everyone had, they had time to think and kind of just dive into themselves. Like, what is it that I want to do with all this free time? Now I've got all this free time. What am I going to do with it? What do I like doing? And it's like, all right, cool. I like doing these things. Okay, I'm going to do these things. I was like, well, I'm doing these things. I might as well like
record it
and get content of it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, people are liking this. Okay, cool. Right, well, I might as well charge you this then. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then boom, 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 as you see how it unfolds. So I do think it kind of opened up. But I also see on the flip end of that, I've been kind of paying attention to the last like year or so. How many of those people who started up those businesses and so forth, or started up those ventures just for self, have continued them? And there's not a lot.
Right.
Like when I was looking at the amount of people out like on my Snapchat, Instagram, so forth, that was doing those kind of things in COVID sort of times compared to now. And I'm like, oh yeah, remember you was doing da-da-da-da, how was that going? I was asking loads of people. It's like, oh, I stopped doing that, you know, just too busy with work and this and that. I'm like, but you really like that. I thought that that was really for yourself and da-da-da. Yeah, but I just don't get no time to do it. So like they're back on that 9-to-5 grind.
Rat race.
That rat race is back.
3, 2, 1, go. Everyone's like, fuck, let me just get that cheese.
Yeah.
On the Christmas, everything got left behind, bro. Cold. Crazy.
Yeah,
bad,
yeah.
Bad life that we live.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So they've really set us, which kind of goes back on the back end of what you were saying earlier, where it's kind of set us up to kind of just, the system has been set up in a particular way to hold us in a particular form, and it's made us have to struggle, forces us to struggle.
Mm.
And it's really sad that it's kind of being put up in this way where, and like you said, as melanated people, we kind of see it because we can see like, right, this system ain't for us because it's so obviously not for us. Whereas yes. For people who's not as melanated, they may not see that because it's like, it's kind of set up to give them the illusion it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can then perpetuate certain things, so that they can then hold us to certain standards. And then it can then allow the cycle to continue because it's creating that division.
When you're not realizing that everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless you're an elite with bread.
Yeah.
You become a millionaire, you're cool. You're outside of the system. You can be outside.
Can be.
You can choose to be outside the system. Yeah. But you can easily end up straight back in the system if you don't know how to play the game correctly.
I was about to say, I do think it's a mindset thing as well, though, because like they can still be played. Like you can just be a small fish in a big pond.
Mm-hmm. You can even be the big fish in the big pond and they say, right, you're letting out too much info.
Yeah, that's right.
Diddy.
But Diddy also was doing crazy things, though.
Yeah, but
he was also doing crazy things, though.
I'm not saying he was the one that was out of line, but you could end up like that man.
I hear it.
They will plant stuff on you. We've seen it happen.
Time and time again.
Mm.
I think Diddy's not the right example to use for plot.
Dr. Malachi Z. York, that's right. The right man.
There we go. Mm. Now we're talking the talk.
That's what they did. They did him wrong.
Yeah.
I said Dr. Malachi.
Free my guy.
Patrice Lumumba. I'll go that way.
Yes.
There we go. Man, cut him up.
All of them.
Acid. Couldn't find my man. They only had a tooth left, if you didn't know.
Crazy, man. Isn't it?
They can do them things to you.
Where's Gaddafi now?
Him as well. Unity. Sally
Saddam's the same as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Saddam Hussein got the key to the city of Detroit in the 70s?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, no.
He was a part of them.
Not even a part, though. Not just a part. He was actually trying to do better. He had to be a part of them to benefit his country.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he was getting the dividends and the benefits from America.
Mm-hmm.
But then he thought to myself, hold on a sec, I don't need to necessarily always just be like them. I can just do the stuff I want to do as well. Mm-hmm. That's when they were like, hold on a sec. Feeding the poor? You doing giving money back to churches? No.
Do my aunt to save me? Or is there a nigga? I'm following my road. You stepped out of line, boy.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, yeah, get back to Africa, man. What are you doing out here?
Get back
to the Middle East.
You know what I'm saying?
Gaddafi, both of them, man. Come out from here.
Crazy.
Send back, and it's crazy how they do us.
Nasty work. But yeah, we're all in it together, man. It's not MPs versus UMPs, as I said last week at the end of the day. It's just people. Human race versus another part of the human race that feel like they can just have jurisdiction and power over us, really.
And I get that sometimes it may not sound like that's what we actually do genuinely believe, because the way we were talking about unmelanated people. But
we just know that them was the brothers that initiated the movement back in the day. Not you, your ancestors.
But yeah, and also allowed certain things, and it's more of a thing where we're bringing a highlight to certain things, tendencies, behaviours, history that we see and so forth.
So it's not everyday words that we use that are created from this history.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily that we're like, oh, we're not hypocrites in that sense. It's not we're against you guys and we secretly want to use you or anything like that. Or we say we're for you guys and we're all in it together and we don't actually believe that. Now, we genuinely do see it. It's just more of a thing of like, we also see that there's more indoctrination on your sides, on your fronts, that needs to be undone so you can stop looking at us so poorly. so separated from you guys, because we are actually closer to seeing you guys as one and the same than you are us. And because of that, we're able to treat you guys in a particular way.
And it's obvious, man.
Yeah, it's so obvious.
Because at the end of the day, we've laughed about it. We've had to move on from slavery and all these other rubbishes. We make music.
Let's not call it slavery. Let's call it kidnapping and torture. But continue.
Oh, right.
Question: Why do you want to move it from slavery?
Slavery, Slavic term, all that other stuff. But it's just It's just like a little buzzword. Yeah. Slavery don't really mean nothing.
Do you want to put chattel in front of it?
Yeah, you can do.
Chattel in front of it. Chattel slavery. We'll call it chattel slavery.
For those who don't know what chattel slavery is, what is it, please?
Chattel slavery is the slavery that they decided to put together. So it was very beautiful. We weren't even called slavery before, but it was servitude. So you do a certain time, you can buy your way out of it, etc.
Systematically. The last part, I'm going to have to give them the one part of history that I didn't agree with.
Go on.
If you were put into slavery by a person that you lost in war with, and that person happened to die after they owned you in slavery, you was dying alongside that person.
Oh, so I swear, it was like that?
Yeah, okay.
You had servitude to them, so you got to follow them to the afterlife.
Yeah, that's what it is, bro. I won you in battle. Man, you following me to the afterlife. when I was reading that, I said, go on, carry on.
Chapel. I mean, I do hear that though as well, because that also does protect him. I think that's what it was, a thing as well. Like, because imagine if you're a slave now, let's say we're in battle, you win, I'm now your slave. I'm taking you out, bro. I'm taking you out, bro. No, there's no way I'm not taking you out.
I was just doing the thing.
Especially with the autopsies as well. Back then, it wouldn't have been.
They wouldn't have been able to tell.
So if I just accidentally drop something in your water while you what you're drinking,
you'll never have known.
You're never gonna know. You're gonna die. It's done, isn't it? So.
But anyway, carry on. Chattel slavery.
Yeah, but it was just a systematic breakdown of a certain group of people in it. That's it. Mentally, physically, spiritually, and all aspects, and pertaining it to one group of the race.
No, ethnicity, to then make it have
a little preface around those people. That was all it was.
And
really,
to put connotations and to be able to degrade a people through words, through torture, and how other people then viewed them going forth after the slavery. Right. It was meant to, that how dare you put things into law based on color.
Right.
It was like, there's a specific guy's name. There's two gentlemen that started with the pseudosciences after, which then implemented the life of what, and the world that we're living in right now. So slavery necessarily didn't actually put you into the, what they call it, mental confinement and constraints of what we're living in now, but definitely what these two gentlemen did after slavery with black and white and what they turned it into. So basically, European philosophers and scientists Carl Linnaeus and Johann Blumenbach created pseudoscientist racial classifications. They put white Europeans, black Africans, yellow Asians, red Native Americans, and browns were Southern Asians. And then they put black and white became legal and social categories, especially in the colonial Americas, where laws and distinguished rights, freedoms based on racial categories, ethnic categories, so on color. So when these things then come into law, they seem right and wrong now. People feel like they have to abide by them because they're a part of their day-to-day life now. And then it becomes a norm.
It's mad how they hijack that word, isn't it?
What?
Law.
Yeah.
It's only really the universal laws that you have to follow.
But people don't understand that. when there's now international law, regional law, state law in America, federal law, don't even know what it is anymore.
More time it's advice.
What it is a select group of people have convinced the rest of people who may quote unquote look like them that there is justice in what they're doing. And if you don't do what they tell you to do or follow suit, you are going to lose out or not benefit in some way. And if you do follow suit, you will gain all the riches, which we can now see doesn't work because y'all down here with us, we have already established this. We've gone through it. We're still here. And those of us who are quote unquote want to progress things, we're like, okay, fuck everything that's happened. Look at that bitch in the corner. He's a dickhead. That's it. Don't follow him. And you lot have been on the same thing, but this guy gave me 2 pence back in the day, man. And I really needed that bit of a metal. It's just like, bro, come on.
It's understanding that. It's hard for them to people to understand, especially British people, to understand that their ancestors didn't do a lot of good. I was just listening. I love to listen to Piers Morgan every so often, innit? They were just, they had a random chat yesterday with some rabbi from Israel. The mother of terrorism, as they call her, Daniela Weiss. This woman is mad. This Israeli woman is crazy. She was on there as well, and another guy. But they were talking about William Churchill after they had that an interview, and then the view that British people have on Churchill is crazy to me, boy. Like, he just bombed people. Man had enough rants about how white people were superior to others. When you go back and just read the text, don't you just see that is wrong? Instead of just blindly backing him without knowing your history, because that's what they do. They will just say, no, he did this, he did that. How do you know that? You probably just listen to it in the media. Just go back and literally read the things that my mum was doing for you and what he was talking about. You just know it's not right. That's the problem I see with a lot of British, American, maybe European people of lighter melanin. They don't understand the actual what their historians did and their ancestors did. Most people don't even know who Leopold is. Leopold the second, I'm pretty sure it is. He might be the third. But the one that went over to Congo and just mashed up the whole place, killed nearly, I think it's like 7 to 10 million people. Yeah. It's crazy work. Like, that's not known to people. If you knew that, I guarantee you would feel differently. You would understand your history and feel a little bit differently. But we know that's not taught in schools. That's not meant to be taught in schools, because it would make the masses understand that history is just his story.
And it's just creates continued divides, so we can continue perpetuating the cycles.
And all we want you to know is, fuck your guilt. Damn things there are done. Let's get on the same page, bruv. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't care about you. All that. Yeah, you're
don't
right.
Matter no more. All that stuff, done that. Let's get on the same page. We need to progress. Because the way we're going is not right. You lot are now feeling just a snippet of what what's to come and what we've people have already gone through.
Yeah.
And you lot aren't really liking it too tough. And then your straight kind of reaction is to do what you've been programmed to do. Turn towards this guy and blame that guy. It's just like, you can't be blaming us no more. We're not doing nothing to you lot. We never did anything to you lot.
Yeah. And now it's obvious.
That's it.
There's no arguing it.
And now you're aware. Yeah. So it's just like, okay, are we going to continue down this perpetual cycle? I mean, we can go in loops. Loops are okay, but after a while, I get sick and you throw the fuck up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or are we going to actually stop, get the fuck off the roundabout and be like, all right, let's go somewhere now. But that's all it is. We're done that. We're past all that shit now. Let's come together, man. Fuck.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I had enough, man. People listen to chopped people, man.
Yeah, it's lack of critical thinking, isn't it? It's from education, the system. The education system, we've not really been taught to think outside the box. When you really deep it, when we're not taught how the day-to-day world works, mortgages, taxes, how to run our family home, really. From school, you know it's not built for us. The system is not necessarily built for you. That's the simplistic part of it.
No survival skills for this society that we're living in today.
There we go. I just about to say that. If you haven't been taught how to survive in the system, how is the system for you?
No survival skills.
So then there you go. It's quite simple to
understand. For all you bloodthirsty fucking killers who love what you're doing and get that good energy from it, fuck you,
they ain't seen this. They ain't gonna see this.
Yeah, I know, but if you do see this, fuck you, man. Coming for you. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm joking.
It's kind of a side note, not a side note, but you're kind of relating to something that you said in a previous podcast episode, which is talking about how the English language and what we use is actually incorrect, right? And how the terms and uses
that's
of what we
my
use
very
for
pet peeve
is.
Of the whole world.
So like one of the things that I was kind of running off of, like obviously laws and how the laws, they've been given the idea and the thought process that laws have to be followed, which technically is true, yes. But the laws that are put in place aren't really laws. They're more advice. It's more if you do this or here's the consequences and you want to have these consequences that are going to be perpetuated from another human being forcing you to behave this way, such as I cross a border, you're not meant to be here, you've broke a law.
International law.
And now you're going to be incarcerated for breaking that law. But there's no actual consequence there other than what another human is actually installing onto myself, right? So it's not technically a law. Whereas the law of gravity...
what bitch you is?
I'm a newborn baby, as innocent as can be, or you're a mass murderer and you are evil motherfucker.
Where you going with this,
man? You jump off, you got dropped off the building, you're going to hit that floor regardless. That is a law.
Right.
It is undeniable.
Or was that a force?
No, no, no. That is a law of
gravity. Don't exist, man. Terrorist Howard threw that one out the window, man.
Well, we can call it density, whatever you want to say. The law of gravity.
I can't remember what he said it was. It was a mad thing that I believe gravity didn't exist for that 15 minutes.
See, I hear it still hanging for a second, isn't it? Are you questioning like that? You're making sense,
bro. This man's making some serious sense.
I hear it, but like, that's just an example. There's multiple universal laws in it. Like, we have to follow that. Consistently
follow. I don't think we follow them, they just happen.
They are,
yeah, they are. Well, I say follow as in like we live within, or
you breathe oxygen.
Yeah. We live within.
I'm trying not to follow it.
Yeah. I mean live within. You we coexist with, or we exist within.
International law only works if, as I said before, if you ain't got enough money.
And that's what I'm saying. So I think we've been
Netanyahu been flying over places that want him in prison for time. Let that sink in. And he's still prime minister.
Madness, bro.
Yeah, and that's what I say. It's more like an advice. It's more like, you should follow this because there's consequences. And if you've got the money, you don't have to worry about the consequences. But
if you become president, you could do anything. You've got enough power. You write them things that you did out of Congress and say they never happened. Pardon me.
Crazy.
Nasty work that's going on over there with that one.
I'm a Full Metal Alchemist fan and I do not like the dogs of the state. Whoever's watched that know what I'm talking about. It's you motherfuckers that is keeping everyone down. You know what I'm saying?
You're not taking this serious.